Tony Collins' Computer World. 5 billion has yet to be spent, roughly. If trusts are going to buy what they want, what will that be spent on?
So in terms of the national programme, what is inside the expenditure of the national programme doesn't change today. We're very clear on that. So trust buying what they want is for them to have the freedoms to go beyond the scope of the national programme and do whatever they want to do beyond that. How much they choose to spend, that's up to them.
If they don't buy from BT and CSC, how's this extra $5 billion going to be spent?
So where we are in terms of our contracts with BT and CSC, we guarantee them a number of trusts will take their systems. That's part of the contract arrangement.
How can you guarantee that if the NHS doesn't want to buy?
Because the trusts inside the NHS have indicated that they do want these systems. So in the work that we've done, we've talked with a number of trusts and we are clear that they're saying, subject to everything working the way it's supposed to for something like Lorenzo, that they do want to do that. So obviously that applies to BT in London, where we're at a different stage, aren't we, than with CSC and NME. For the South, we're talking about the SCC work. So that work will now move forward. And obviously in that structure then, it's about the trust making a choice from a list of suppliers that are pre-qualified.
Will the SCC be funded in the South and the rest of the country?
So the SCC will be funded in the South.
And the rest of the country?
No. In the rest of the country, we are clear on what the programme delivers, and it delivers it under the BT contract in London and under the CSC contract in NME.
Thank you. I'm not clear what's changing.
Okay.
What is actually different under the coalition than was under Labour, because you had a new local ownership programme?
Okay. So as we stand today, we have a single programme that's called the National Programme for IT that delivers a whole set of different services. Every activity within that is first of all managed as a project. There are sets of things within that programme that we believe have now matured beyond the project stage and they need to move out of that and find a proper home in the system. So it's no longer appropriate for us to look at things like N3, Chosen Book as projects. The project element in terms of the functional development and the project element in terms of implementation, those stages have completed and we're fully in the world of exploitation. So for those things that are there, we're no longer going to run them as Department of Health projects. So that will finish. Now it will take us until April 2012 to find the position for those things in the new operating model for the NHS and where they'll work from.
Chosen Book, continuing prescriptions, summary care record and the call band.
So those things will continue. They won't continue as projects. They'll continue as IT services that the system uses. And they won't come under a governance structure as a project. They'll come under ongoing operational environments inside the NHS.
Can I just ask about the summary care record? You're going to continue with this?
So where we are on the summary care record, I think in the statements that were made today, we talked about the review that's going on in the summary care record, which has two strands. The first part of it, which is essentially a conversation with clinicians about what should be in the summary care record. There's a lot of diverse opinion about that, and we would like to close that down and get agreement. The second strand of the work is with patient groups, which essentially is about how would you like to be informed about the summary care record and how would you like to express your preferences. The two strands of work are obviously connected because a patient may have a different view depending upon what you're going to put in the record. So if, for example, the record was deemed to be only emergency style information, a small subset of information that if you showed up out of hours, that then the clinician that you saw would have access to medication that had been prescribed for you, allergies that you have, adverse reactions, that kind of thing, then a patient may say, well, I'm happy then with a process that says that goes on and I don't know very much about it, I just expect it to be there. I expect two clinicians to know that about me. However, if what we decided was that the summary care record should have a richer set of information, for example, end of life wishes in it, then a patient may say, I'm happy for the emergency information to go ahead the way that you're doing it at the minute, but if you're going to put things like end-of-life wishes, I would like specifically to say that that data can now be loaded up, because I want to be aware that others have access to it, rather than it just being a dialogue I'm having with my GP and at some point I will finalise my decision on what I want to say. So there is obviously connection between those two pieces of work, which is why we talk about it as a single study. That work is ongoing and will report at the end of September to the Minister of State.